Welcome to the Liquid Church Podcast, a place where you can hear the timeless truth of God's Word in a way that's culturally relevant and cutting edge. We hope you'll discover how God's story relates to your own and that you will leave feeling encouraged. Thanks for joining us today and enjoy the message.
Hey guys, shalom from Israel. We're here at the Jordan River. We're getting baptized today. From Liquid Church are getting baptized today. We've had an amazing time following in the footsteps of Jesus, and today we're taking the plunge right here in the Jordan River. I hope you'll have a chance to go to the Holy Land with us on our next trip. Hey, listen, I'm going to be back next week, but this Sunday you're in for a treat. My great friend, Justin Kendrick, lead pastor of Vox Church in Connecticut, is here to open God's Word to us. Vox is an amazing church, very similar to Liquid, multi-site. It's in Connecticut with multiple campuses all across New England. Justin is a close friend. His wife, Chrissy, are amazing people. And you're going to be blessed today. He's the author of a book called The Sacred Us. And Pastor Justin's going to open the word. I can't wait to be back with you, New Jersey. But until then, shalom from the Holy Land. See you soon, guys.
Come on, is anybody else excited to be at church today? Yeah. I hope so. Welcome to Liquid Church. I'm so honored to be here. My name is Justin. My amazing wife, Chrissy, is with me today. And love you, babe. And I love Pastor Tim and Colleen. Listen, if you don't know, they are some of the most amazing leaders on earth right now. I'm serious. They are some of the greatest church leaders all across our nation. People are looking at Liquid Church, and God is using this family of faith all over the world. And so let me just say thank you from another church on the other side of the Northeast. Thank you. We love you guys. Grateful for you guys. Thank you for all you do. Honored to be with you today. Have a couple resources available, a couple books I wrote. One is called The Sacred Us. That one is about community. It's what we're going to be talking about today. The other one is called Bury Your Ordinary. It's about building godly habits. And so if you're interested in those, you can pick those up. But I want to talk today just a little bit about this idea of biblical community. What does it mean to be a part of the family of Jesus? And how does this thing called the church expand? How does it spread? And what does community look like when we're doing it the way Jesus intended us to do it? And so in Luke chapter 5, there's a story. We're going to go there today. Short story. You may have heard it before. You may have read it before. But a lot of times we skip over short little stories like this and we miss the teaching and the principle that God's trying to teach us in it. So I want to read it today. It says this. It says, after this, he, that's Jesus, went out and saw a tax collector named Levi sitting in his jeans at the tax booth. I'm just kidding. I'm having fun. All right. And your pastor was having so much fun baptizing people. I thought we could have a little fun. And he said, some of you didn't get it. It's fine. Some of you said, follow me. And leaving everything, he rose and followed him. And Levi made him a great feast in his house. And there was a large company of tax collectors and others reclining at table with them. The Pharisees and the scribes grumbled at his disciples, saying, why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners? And Jesus answered them, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. I want to speak today under the heading, the power of the table, the power of the table. I think God has a word for you today. Would you pray with me? Let's open our hearts to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the privilege of gathering as your church. Thank you for the great honor of lifting up the name of Jesus collectively. I pray that the Holy Spirit would meet us right now. We're asking you, God, that you'd meet each of us in a unique way, that you would reveal yourself as active in our lives. It's not a coincidence. It's not an accident that we're here, but you have a word for us. And so we just pray, Holy Spirit, would you speak? We are not interested in the concepts of man. We are interested in a revelation from God. And so I pray, speak, Lord, today in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. I recently read the story of a woman named Pia Farenkoff. She graduated from Cardinal Cushing High School right outside of Boston, 1983. Pia lived a pretty normal life, had a huge family, 9 siblings, and just an excellent student. She went to UMass Boston on a scholarship, got a job, never married.